The Chicago Cubs. Playoff list since 2008, and were the number one farce in baseball, decided enough was enough this offseason. They went all out and signed the best starting pitcher on the market in John Lester to be the ace of their staff for six seasons at $155 million. Here's what Lester had to say about signing with the Cubs and reuniting with his former general manager, Theo Epstein.
First and foremost, you know, I want to win regardless of where I'm at. That's something that we talked about extensively when we met. And, you know, I believe in the plan and that they have in place right now for the future of the Cubs. Leaving a place that you've already won and that comfort of that is difficult, but also relishing the chance at winning a World Series for a franchise that never has just adds that little extra for me.
They also were in the right place at the right time when the best manager not to win a World Series was available to guide the ship of a turnaround. In the contract of then-Rays manager Joe Maddon, if the general manager left the team, he can opt out of his contract. The Cubs swooped in and threw Rick Renteria to the curb after one season, since he couldn't pass up on the chance. He brought along with him one of the best bench coaches and former Cub, Dave Martinez, who has a bright future of managing in the waiting. Here's Theo Epstein on what he had to say on the hiring of Maddon, as well as Maddon's remarks on being signed.
We are here on a very important day for the Chicago Cubs. We're very fortunate to welcome one of the very best managers in baseball, the person we believe will be our long-term manager and a real difference maker for us with his leadership in the clubhouse and in the dugout. So without further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce the manager of the Chicago Cubs, Joe Maddon.
I've been doing this for a bit, and I know I'm a little bit different at times, and so for me it's really important to have that kind of support from the ownership and from the front office personnel to understand me in a sense. But I think I've had some wonderful mentors to this point. The fact that Theo and I interviewed with Jed about 10 years ago, actually, so we knew there was a lot of common ground, commonality regarding philosophy, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, you're going to ask me a lot of questions in a couple minutes, and I'm happy to answer them all. But at the end of the day, unless we're aligned perfectly, it's not going to work. It just can't work. That's the way the game has evolved to this point. The autocratic manager of the days of yesteryear are gone. It's not just about one guy anymore. It used to be about one guy. When a manager left an organization, went to another one, everything would change. Everything would change. And I always thought that was inappropriate. And I worked for some really good managers with the Angels for a long time, and then of course I worked with a real good manager in Tampa Bay. He was pretty solid. Nobody gets it, okay. So I've been doing it for a while. I've worked with a lot of good people, and I know that the synergy between front office and the field today in today's game is really, really that important, and it's always going to be. It's going to get even more important. So to be philosophically aligned with these guys from Jump Street was important to me, and we are, and we talk about stuff already. It's so common, it's so easy. We had a great dinner last night with the Ricketts family, and it was really easy to sit there and absorb the conversation and feel like, you know, I really fit in here. This is a good fit for me personally, and it's not about me, but it is in the sense that I feel comfortable here.
The Cubs also traded for catcher Miguel Montero, former All-Star, and signed Lester's personal catcher from the Red Sox, David Roth. They also brought back Jason Hamill, who pitched for them last year but was traded to the A's at the deadline, to stabilize the back end of the rotation after Lester, Jake Arrieta, Kyle Hendricks, and former All-Star Travis Wood. But the real story began 4 years ago when Theo Epstein took over the Cubs as the president of baseball operation, and his two best friends, Jed Hoyer as the general manager and Jason McLeod, who's in charge of scouting and player development. Their principles about building through the draft, international signings, and trading high-priced veterans for prospects to build the number one system in the game, with that planning on having the number one system coming to fruition with those pieces making up the core as they have now and they will for this season, including third baseman Chris Bryant, right fielder Jorge Soler, second baseman Addison Russell, and the mainstays of first baseman shortstop Anthony Rizzo and Starlin Castro. The future is now for the Cubs with these players, and more coming up or just have not started yet this season with them, just been on the bench. Here's what Theo Epstein had to say about calling up their number one prospect, Chris Bryant.
No, we wouldn't have done it today. You script things out for a player's development, try to figure out, you know, exactly what the last steps are in his development, when the exact right time is to debut. We like to do it on the road, you know, for prominent players who are going to get a lot of attention and have enough to deal with. So we would have done it a little bit later, but you can't script everything out in baseball. You know, we had couple third basemen entering the season with Estella and Olt sharing the job. And Tommy, unfortunately, ended up suffering the pulled muscle in his side. And Olt, it turns out, has a hairline fracture in his wrist, which we got diagnosed by a specialist yesterday. So that opened up the spot for Chris. And you know, with the obvious need in the big leagues for a third baseman, him performing well and really close, we felt was definitely the right move to make.
In a weakened division with the Reds and Brewers appearing to take a step back, there's high optimism for the Northsiders this season. There's high hopes they'll be taking the second wild card spot, but the first the Cubs need to win at least 80 games and finish 500 before they start the World Series parades. But if the blend of young talent and mainstays, or veterans, all click and Maddon can guide the talented team to its full talent like he has before, Chicago might have two teams in the playoff this year, and it'll be a year to never forget. I'm Jeff Stein from WSU Sports Center, and have a good summer.